Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hi.
And Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And this week, we are going to talk about the best cast member experiences. This is our second pass at this. We did this a few months ago, and people loved it, so we decided to do best and worst cast member experiences again. We got a lot of emails in after those shows, and I imagine we'll probably get a lot more after these. Sean is going to read. We have four of them, actually, yep, that we picked
for the best
for this segment. So go ahead and read number four for
us. All right, number four. My husband and I love Disney. After four moves, three pregnancy losses, and two deployments, we were finally able to take our two daughters, or our two kids. It doesn't say daughters, but our two kids, ages 3 years old and 16 months, to Disney World for the first time. Upon checking in at the Wilderness Lodge, they did not have the room we requested months prior, so they upgraded us to a premium view room. To watch our three-year-old daughter's face light up to see the boats and monorails drive by and see the castle was absolutely priceless. We didn't think it could get more magical than that. Then the next day, our first full day at the parks, we went to the Magic Kingdom and ate at Cinderella's Royal Table for lunch and the Liberty Tree Tavern for dinner. Our daughter has serious milk and gluten allergies and typically cannot eat the same foods as her baby brother and my husband and I do. At both these restaurants, the head chef spent around 20 minutes at our table talking to us as parents and our daughter to find out what he could personally make for her. Despite having a dedicated allergy-friendly menu, the head chef at Liberty Tree Tavern wanted to do something special for her. He ended up making her a grilled cheese, gluten-free bread and dairy-free cheese for her, which I'm sure is amazing tasting. But, as this was her first time eating this ever, it was incredible to watch her confidence grow as she was able to eat her special rolls and butter while we ate ours and then her grilled cheese. We usually have to explain to her why she can't eat what we are eating, but in this moment that wasn't necessary. Seeing the light in her eyes once she realized that her tummy wasn't going to hurt after she ate was indescribable. This was certainly a magical moment for us. We were shocked that the head chef took that much time out of his busy schedule just to talk to a three-year-old. The restaurant was full to capacity with a long wait list. After having to wait so many years to return to Disney World, the last time we were there was 7 years previous on our honeymoon, we viewed this vacation as magical in and of itself, but to have these special moments sprinkled on top just made our entire family feel suspended in time, surrounded by magic. Thank you, Disney, for helping us create an unforgettable trip of a lifetime. This is a great story, and I also think it's a story for a lot of families that have allergies, or food allergies, that Disney really does go above and beyond with making sure. I know my dad has a gluten allergy and a soy allergy, so they'll come to the table and they do take that extra time. And so I thought that this was a great one that encompasses how a lot of people feel that have allergies, food allergies. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and this is what I love that Disney does that a lot of places don't. One of the reasons that they send a chef to the table, liability is certainly there, let's be honest, but they don't want any of the details of the allergy or the specifics getting lost in translation between the guest, the server, and the chef. So the chef comes out, the person who's actually going to cook their food, talks to them, make sure he or she completely understands what the allergy is, what's okay, what's not, and more importantly, what do you like and what don't you? Mm-hmm. And they will hear this story all the time. It is one of those areas
right, where
Disney absolutely consistently goes above and beyond. So I love hearing stories like that. But I agree. I was thinking the same thing when you were talking about the grilled cheese that was, you know, gluten-free bread and dairy-free cheese and taste-free dinner.
Yeah, that did not sound good, but I'm glad she got the experience of getting to do it.
Yeah, for her, I mean, it was probably amazing.
Right.
Exactly. Amazing experience.
Amazing experience.
I used to be one of the servers at Rainforest Cafe and on Disney property, and it always was like that. If you even breathe the word allergy, like, you cannot, just for future reference, people, you cannot get by at Disney saying, like, I'm allergic to onions when you, in fact, just don't like onions, because everything will be halted. I have to go back in the kitchen, get a chef, and like whenever they can get out there is when they can get out there, and nobody at your table is eating anything until that happens. So like, we used to get people that would try and retract and be like, oh, no, I just mean I don't like them. And I'm like, well, you dug yourself a hole. So, like, I don't know. I just know you're like, you did this to yourself.
You,
like,
said allergy.
Wait a minute. So,
and again, that's that liability. Liability shield.
Yeah.
That somebody could turn around and say, well, I told you I had an allergy.
Right.
And
because even with base ingredients, like, you know, way back, you know, the crumbled up whatever that they might put in something might have a, you know, onion in it kind of detail.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
So, and only the chefs know everything. I mean, the server doesn't know. Like, I didn't
You know,
I know the main ingredients, but I don't know in detail, so.
And, you know, and so, yeah, I don't want to sound craven about it. Of course, one of the reasons is liability, but I think also the chefs enjoy the challenge.
Mm.
You know, they enjoy cooking. That's why they became chefs.
Mm-hmm.
So they enjoy the challenge of saying, okay, I can only work, you know, it's kind of like a Gordon Ramsay, you know, Hell's Kitchen type of thing. You can only make, you know, make something with these ingredients.
Right.
This is what you have to work with. Get as creative as you can.
Right.
And I think a lot of chefs probably really, really enjoy that. Plus, you know, knowing that you've created something special for guests on vacation, it's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah. And I really wanted that one on the list just because, you know, it's something that's not like I'm on American Idol because my dad died kind of thing. You know, it's one of these, like, this is a relatable, you know, you don't have to go to Disney World and have a near-death experience to get on the, you know, to have the best and then someone save your life kind of thing. So, it, you know, that's still a positive, like, moment for them.
Oh, and those are the, and but those are the moments that I think, you know, really stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just remembering something, you could see the way that letter was written, how much of an impact that had on this mother, on this family. So that's really cool. All right, let's hear number three.
Number three. Hi, just wanted to share my positive cast member experience in case you decide to share more of the positive ones, which we are. My husband, daughter, and myself decided to go to do a one-day trip to Magic Kingdom with some friends of ours and their young daughter prior to a short Disney cruise. We went straight from the airport to the park that morning where it was 90-plus degrees spring break day. It was our 3-year-old daughter's first time at the park, and she had been diagnosed with an ear infection the day before we arrived. Her antibiotics hadn't seemed to kick in yet, and I think we made it to 4 rides before you could tell that she was too miserable to go on. As we were trying to get out of the people mover line to leave the park, our daughter had a seizure. It was honestly one of the worst experiences of my life and the first time this has ever happened. We call 911 and luckily for our friend who is a pediatrician that was with us, so our daughter is being attended to. Multiple cast members came to us to check on us. I wish I had gotten their names because they truly helped more than I could have ever expected. One gentleman was concerned but very calm and reassuring, giving us updates on where the ambulance would come in and how soon it would be there. The other cast member was a woman who was so empathetic that I still cry when I think about how well she treated us. She came back several times to check on my husband, how my husband and I were holding up, and hugged me and told me that everything was going to be all right. She even gave my daughter and her friend, who was obviously upset about what was happening, each a Lotso Huggin' Bear to keep. Having a toy for my daughter to cuddle in the ER was so comforting to her. I wish I could thank the cast member for helping to make that awful situation just a little bit better. Our daughter is fine and healthy now, but honestly, without the cast member interaction that day, I don't know that I would be able to think of Disney World without only thinking of that horrible event. Even though they weren't some grand gestures, I could tell that these cast members truly cared about my family and they helped us in the exact way that we needed at the time.
And there again, you know, just what I was saying before with my experience, and as she points out, you know, not grand gestures, but they don't have to be impactful. They don't have to be grand gestures in order for it to, you know, make the difference between an awful memory and a positive one. You know, obviously, you know, it's a horrible thing that her daughter had a seizure. But I thought it was very interesting when she said that had it not been for those cast members, all I would have thought of when I thought of Disney World was that awful experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now she remembers how they were treated and what these cast members did. And
cast members that can be compassionate when others are weak and they need someone there, you know, in that situation, both of the parents are you know, that they can't really, they're dealing with the situation the best they can. So when cast members can come in and help and do whatever they can to make it better, like getting the Lotso bear or just being there for a hug or whatever, it goes a long way, way more than, you know, it just means so much more than any, it's more than just the hug. It's what you're doing for them.
See, I'm just glad it happened in Magic Kingdom and not Epcot, because they would have given her a Duffy bear and that would have been terrible.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm kidding. Little levity. All right, number two.
Okay. My wife, son, and I went to Walt Disney World in February 2016 and took my son to see Mickey at Town Square for the first time. We had pictures taken, and my son had a big smile on his face. Unfortunately, in April 2016, he was diagnosed with a rare form of mitochondrial disease. The disease caused his passing in July of 2016. My wife and I were absolutely devastated, and in the coming months, I was able to convince my wife to take the mitochondrial disease t-shirts we made to raise money in our son's name with us to see Mickey in Town Square again. We wanted to wear our shirts and get one signed in honor of our son. Upon entering the line, we asked a cast member, and he advised that Mickey wouldn't hold anything for pictures. Upon entering Mickey's dressing room and seeing Mickey as we had taken our son in good health just a few months ago, my wife literally fell into tears. The cast member playing Mickey obviously could tell based on the emotion of our shirts and our shirts what was going on. Mickey immediately motioned for a marker and signed with a heart on the t-shirt right next to my son's name and proceeded to take several pictures of him and us all together holding up the shirt for my little guy. Mickey then thanked us but refused to let my wife or I leave without individually giving us a full embrace hug. I actually began to tear up at that point. This touching moment really meant so much to my wife and I. She wasn't sure that she could ever return to Walt Disney World after losing our son, but the actions of this cast member really helped her remember the great memories we made at Walt Disney World together as a family.
Such a great story. Yeah. I mean, they lost their son. That's horrible.
Right, but it's great.
It was the wrong choice of words. I apologize. It's not a great story. It's a very sad story, but it's very uplifting, mm-hmm. I think is probably the better word to use. That, you know, cast members that know how to read the room and are able to kind of figure out what's going on and then respond like that, especially, you know, characters when they're limited.
It sounds like Mickey's not technically supposed to hold anything up. Mm-hmm. For Mickey to take the t-shirt, even though that's probably against protocol, knowing, okay, I see the situation here. Mm-hmm. I have to do what's right, not what the rule is for a circumstance that is not related to this.
And you know what goes through my head? And forgive me, but, you know, right now there's a lot of discussion going on about the union negotiations and about cast members getting fair cost of living increases and a minimum wage increases. And I'm sorry. You hear stories like this and you're reminded these people deserve a raise. These people deserve a raise. There's a lot of really great cast members that will do things like this, not because they're trying to do good PR for Disney, because they're decent and loving and kind and understanding and compassionate and giving and care about their jobs and care about what they do. They deserve fair cost of living increases and an increase in the minimum wage when they do it. Just got to say that. So let's go ahead to number one before I go off on any more of a rant. I'm good.
Okay?
Got it out of me.
Okay. All right. Number one. This year, our trip to Walt Disney World was a sad trip. My 20-year-old daughter's boyfriend was going with us. 1 month before we were to leave, he was killed in a car wreck. Mm. We decided to go anyway to celebrate his life. Let me back up by saying the year before was his first trip. He had so much fun, and he asked me if he could go again if he saved his money and paid his own way. He saved enough up not only to pay his way, but a season pass for him and both of my daughters. They started watching YouTube videos, and you couldn't go anywhere without him talking about what they were going to do on the trip. I just wanted to throw that in for a little background. When we arrived at Walt Disney World, we got Disney buttons from the hotel that said "Celebrating Gage" for all of us. The next day, we wanted to go to the sci-fi We wanted to go for sci-fi for lunch because that was what he planned to be our first meal. He planned all the meals and fast passes, and we decided to stick to them. Our tables were split because we had a party of 7 planned for 8. So my wife, mom, and I sat at one table, and my daughters and her friends sat at another table. As the waiter came to their table, he asked my daughter what her button meant. So she told him the story. He then asked what was Gage's favorite character, what Gage's favorite character was, and she told him Buzz Lightyear. After the meal, I looked up over at the table, and they were all crying as the waiter had brought them cupcakes and an extra one for Gage. I walked over to the table to see what was going on. As I walked up, a manager walked over with a huge Disney shopping bag. He told my daughter that the waiter had told the staff the story, so he wanted to do something. He reached into the bag and pulled out a big Buzz Lightyear. He told her he was sorry it took him so long to come back with it because he had went to go find Buzz Lightyear and get it signed for her. Then he pulled a Buzz hat out, funny because Gage also loved hats, and a bunch of different character stickers that he said came from all the characters that wanted to say they loved her. At this point, I was crying. The manager then looked at me and said, "Thank you for dining with us today," and that the young couple that had been sitting beside my daughter's table had paid for their lunch.
Wow.
What a special moment this was for my daughter. I really wish I could have expressed to all involved how much this meant to us. As we left the park, I stopped by customer relations at the front of the park and expressed my gratitude. I hope it was passed on in a rewarding way, as it was truly a heartfelt gesture that didn't have to be done.
Mm. That's again, you know, very uplifting story. You know, we were discussing these a few days ago. I said to you guys, mm-hmm. I don't know that I could have done this trip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I could have. I give them just credit for that, and it was a wonderful way to celebrate this man's life. But then, you know, this kind of experience, it is that Disney difference. You know, it is that Disney difference. It's an amazing story. It's an absolutely amazing story.
Yeah, this one like leaves me speechless. I don't even know what to say about it because how everyone reacted was so perfect. You know, they did all the cast members did the right thing, and they just stepped up and made this trip into, you know, what was still probably a very difficult vacation in some ways, in a lot of ways. Into a positive one, in that it really reinforced the fact that they were celebrating his life by doing what they did. And so, you know, props to the family, props to the cast members, props to the those that were sitting next that paid for their meal. Mm-hmm. So all around, just a great story.
And, you know, the other thing that occurs to me is that, you know, it's these stories are great reminders that there is still basic human decency in the world. We see so much on the news and all over the place of just awful things that people do and awful things that happen. You know, it's nice to be reminded that there are people out there who are just good people.
Yeah.
And are decent people.
And I mean, like for me, reading all of them that come through, I mean, I'd say it's probably 70% are probably worst experiences and probably about 30% are best. I mean, most of the best ones are keepers compared to the worst ones. They're like not so terrible of things most of the time, but I enjoy reading the worst ones just because they're funny and they, you know, crack me up a lot of the time for whatever reasons. But a story like this one is definitely the one where I'm like, okay, this is why I also like the best mm-hmm. ones as well. Mm-hmm. I kind of almost like the best ones better in a way, even though the worst ones are funny and
well, you know,
all that stuff.
Right. So. I mean, I like I said, I like to be reminded
mm-hmm.
that there is decency still left out.
Right.
There.
Even know, between cast members, between other guests.
Right,
like,
exactly.
It was such a plethora of different mm-hmm. people. The characters Everything. That aren't even there, like Buzz Lightyear and like whoever their character attendant was, and the wait staff in the back that's not even their table. Like, they have nothing to gain by doing this. Like, that's just one of those things.
Yeah. No, that's a perfect way to... The compassion was seen here by everyone involved is awesome.
Exactly. So, all right, there you have it, our best cast member stories for this episode. If you have something you'd like to share with us, podcast@disunplug.com, and perhaps we'll use it on a future show. So thanks for being with us, everyone. We'll be back with you again next week with another edition of the best and worst of Walt Disney World. Have a great week.